Welcome to this episode of Naked Men Talking, a podcast exploring naturism and the power of getting your clothes off. I'm Gareth Johnson. On today's episode, we're joined by Jamie for a massage for him. Jamie's a London-based masseur who films his sensual sessions with men and shares them with the world through his fan subscription channels. Jamie, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Gareth.
Well, I guess let's start with the beginning then. How did you come to realize that massage was your thing? Is it something you've always been interested in?
No, not always. I'd say fairly recently, but I guess 10 years ago, maybe a bit longer. Yeah, I discovered it was my thing, and so it's taken off from there. So I'm very glad to have found it, but yeah, it was kind of a randomness to me discovering massage.
But how did you discover it? Talk us through that sort of process.
Yeah, I've always been quite exhibitionist. So that's what prompted it. I like being watched, I guess, in intimate situations. I was looking online for opportunities to fulfill that, and when you go down sort of rabbit holes online searching for things,
yes,
you know,
very familiar.
And, yeah. So and I guess serendipity brought it to me, but I come across a website called Sensual Massage Movies, and they. You know, they were looking for people who wanted to be amateurs, totally amateurs, who wanted to be in a massage movie. And so that kind of ticked a box for me is, oh, right, I'm going to be filmed. Obviously, there was all sorts of anxiety around it. You know, what will it be like? How will I feel? That kind of thing. And I'm sort of, you know, can I be sort of kind of anonymous?
Yeah.
But I saved the website, mulled it over a few times, you know, and go back to things. And then eventually I sort of built up the courage to apply. I sent off my application. You had to send a picture of yourself, which that was a challenge. Send a picture of yourself and to the guy and say, okay, you know, I'd like to be in one. And then, I don't know, a little while later, I got a response. Yeah, come along. We'd like to see you, which kind of surprised me, but okay. And then I went along. I nearly didn't go in the place, you know, sort of
got to the door, I shouldn't do this. Yeah,
it was exactly that, Gareth. It was I stood there before I pressed the button and thought, can I do this? But you know, there was on the one hand there was sort of the anxiety and the nervousness, and on the other hand there was this sort of desire to be in a movie, right? For the fun of it, and the obviously to be seen. So these two sort of forces working. Fortunately, I was probably thinking with another part of my anatomy, and I pressed the doorbell and went in. And you have all sorts of preconceptions that I did about what it might be like. You know, so is it going to be seedy? Is it going to be, you know, will the person I'm filming with be not very nice? That kind of thing. So that way, actually, it was lovely. So the guy who runs it is a good friend now. And so he filmed it. The person who I was working with, I'd seen a picture of them. He'd sent me a picture of them. And so I was just lying on the table and I would receive the massage, and then, you know, it would sort of, this central massage movie, so it was like massage, but more, so they would end with a happy ending style. So I'd be the recipient of that. It'd be filmed. I'd get a copy of the edit so I could see if I was happy with it before, you know, anything happened to it. And of course they get published on Sensual Massage Movies. So that's what started me. So I did that, loved it, felt very comfortable with the guy who's organizing it, filming it. So I went back a few times and did a few more. I think the second or third time the roles were reversed. So I was delivering the massage to someone.
Was that something that you were confident in doing? Had you done any massage training at all? Just received a lot of massages?
By receiving, you kind of learn it. But I was told, look, you don't really have to be you know, just
it's not really about the massage.
It's not really about the massage. That's it. So just do, you know, just do, be intuitive.
Yeah.
That was the advice. And you know, if kind of struggle, you can stop the film and receive some instruction from the guy who's filming. He was a masseur, right? And then you can, you know, restart. So I did it, and found I liked it. I found I actually enjoyed more giving the massage than receiving. Yeah, yeah.
The performance element of it, was that like a bit your exhibitionism kicking in, sort of?
You're more the star.
You're more active in the scene then somehow, aren't you?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're on the Toby Slimer passively, or you've got some sort of things to do, but I did enjoy that. And but I actually enjoyed, it's very relaxing giving a massage. It's more relaxing than receiving, I found. So I did that, and then I did a few more. So I kind of look back, and I'd done about 10 or 15 of these massage films for this guy. Sort of became a regular performer. And the more, most of the time it was me giving. And he said, look, you've got something. You've got a style. You go at the right pace, that kind of thing. He's the guy who runs the site, has done loads of massages. He said, why don't you become a masseur? Why don't you take it up professionally? Because you look good. You've got some, I'm quite, there's an asset to appearing in films. I'm quite large down there. And he said, look, that helps. So
it looks good on camera, doesn't it?
So. Yeah, it does. Yeah. So it's a kind of an attraction. So he said, look, but you've clearly got some skill there, and you've got an aptitude for it. Why don't you become a masseur? And that was another thing that I kind of think about things quite a lot before I do them. I'm quite, I guess, contemplative on that, in that. And so I thought about it for a while, and he kept saying, you know, you should do it. It'll be good. Just do a few, do part-time. And he said he sees clients, non-filmed massages. So he said, look, do a few forehands with me, right? Forehands is two people giving massage to one person, a recipient. So I did a few forehands with him. And then he advised me about setting up in the business to be a masseur, a bit about where to advertise, pricing, that kind of thing. And I did. I set up. And so that's how I started.
What was it about because there's the exhibitionist side of, it'd be fun to appear in films and be seen in that way. What was it about actually becoming a masseur that appealed to you, sort of?
It was because I'd enjoyed giving the massages. I found it very, very relaxing. I liked meeting new people, and I liked it sort of exploring. There's more to it than just giving a massage. Maybe we'll get to that. But I liked also the feedback that you get. It's actually quite self-validating. If someone's prepared to hire you, because it's actually a very sort of intimate experience to go for a sensual massage, particularly.
About as intimate as it gets, exactly.
Yeah, very. And so I kind of sometimes think it's me who's receiving the treatment, because I get something out of it, because someone has chosen me to be their masseur and to spend that sort of intimate time with me. And it's quite honoring, you know, it's sort of humbling in a way, and it makes you feel, I like that validation. And I guess there's a crossover then between appearing in the films, because when you do the films and you get, you know, people subscribing to watch them, and comments that people make, I really liked that film, it was great to watch. That's also validation. Mm. So, you know, if I sit back and reflect on it, what is it? It's just about having people either, you know, like what you do, or, you know, watch it and subscribe and like it, and say, oh yes, I love watching your movies, they look so great. But also then coming for a massage. And I've got lots of regular clients who come back, you know, not regularly for more massages. And so that's, I mean, it's really great. It's nice to meet them. It's nice to get to know people in kind of those vulnerable situations. And, you know, they they value something I do for them. So there's a lot in it there, really, that, you know, that plus, you know, it's quite a nice way to earn money, because there's a lot of flexibility in it. You can do it as much or as little as you want. Okay, there's a little bit of sometimes you're busy and sometimes you're not, you know, and sometimes you get clients asking, are you free? And you plan to sort of have a day off, but you do the massage. So there's a challenge in that, really. But I like the flexibility, and I like that. I like that, you know, that part of it. So that's it.
You talked about how, you know, it's an intimate kind of experience, and I was wondering how you build rapport or build that sort of sense of trust with someone when they turn up for their first massage with you. You get them naked on your table. Like, that must be quite a big part of the experience.
Yeah, it's that starts before they even turn up, right? So I've got a website. There's two parts of the business. There's the filmed massages, right, which is kind of different. Is it real? Yeah. I mean, it's porn, but I don't want to let sort of daylight a bit in upon magic, but that's kind of different to the massages I see who are not.
There's a performance element to the film stuff that isn't there when it's just the two of you in the room, is there?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And most of the work is the non-film. So I don't film with clients. It's only with volunteers. Uh-huh. Clients come to me. I think that would be a big, big trust issue if there's cameras there. They don't want that. Clients come to me. I think it starts building that trust starts with, you know, my website. So I've got a website for the massages, for client massages, and I write a blog on there. So it's a revealing a little of your personality. So there's pictures of me, there's a blog, and it's about massage and my writing. And I think that then, you know, someone looks at that, they kind of get to know you a little bit, and they say, oh, okay, this guy, I can feel comfortable with this guy. And that's the start, right? So that's the start of them choosing to come to me. And if they, you know, they read the website, they've seen this style of massage, they've seen some pictures, there's a demo video on there, so they can see, you know, what I'm like. Then they contact me. And then that's also part of the building rapport. So, you know, responding positively. And so by the time they walk through the door, there's already quite a lot of...
The groundwork's been done.
The groundwork's been done, yeah, right. So, you know, they know the style of massage and they know what I'm like, my personality. A lot of the groundwork's been done. And I'm comfortable because they've chosen me, right? So... like I said earlier, it's a kind of self-affirming for me. Is okay, if someone's come to see me, they've had a look at my website, and so they're comfortable. That's great. I'm really happy then, you know. And we start with, it's about creating the right atmosphere in the room. So it's, you know, soft lighting, nice, comfortable massage room. I mean, sometimes I'll visit people in their homes, so do out calls or hotels. And then you're on their ground a little bit. So they're probably a little bit more comfortable anyway, because it's their place.
Yeah, is there's a power dynamic there somehow, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, yeah. And so it is different me going to them. But yeah, most clients come to me, to my studio. So, and it's kind of, you know, discreet. It's people are coming, you know, lots of people are coming on the lowdown, I suppose. They want confident. They want to be assured of confidentiality, that kind of thing. Just take first name. They come, make them comfortable. What I do is, I think it's starting off in massage. We have a brief chat before the massage to see what they, I prefer to focus on what they don't want. If they don't want head massage, they don't want their feet massage. Some people don't like their feet touched or something like that, you know. Or they don't want
me. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's actually quite common, actually. It's quite a lot of people say, oh no, don't go anywhere on my feet. I quite like massaging feet, but
okay.
So I'm sort of kind of disappointed. Oh, okay, never mind.
Please let me touch your feet.
I wouldn't mind. But I said, fine, okay, so I know where not to go, right? So that's important. You really don't want to do something that someone's not comfortable with. Or, you know, it can, and we're talking probably more intimate areas as well. So like prostate massage and things like that.
No,
so
sure. That's often a big thing.
You've got to be kind of prepared for that. So I just ask, and we have a short consultation also to check, you know, there's no sort of health conditions and things like that. So it's important to check. And then they can ask me any questions. Lots of people don't. And most of the time it's, you know, okay, we'll go with the flow. So what I do is I say to them, look, I'll read, I know where not to go, but otherwise we shouldn't choreograph the massage too much. Because if it's too, you know, sometimes you see people say, oh, I've got 10 minutes on my back and then 5 minutes here and then do this. That's kind of, yeah. That's
like colouring by numbers, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. And occasionally it happens, but that inhibits a good massage in my view, right? So I'd like to know what not, but I say to them, look, I'll read your body, right? So I'll try things out and I'll read your body. And you can tell if someone likes something, you can tell in the massage. And if they kind of don't like it, then you can usually tell anyway. But I say, if I'm doing something you really don't like, it hurts, just say, please. And then I'll also, you know, at times just reach down and hold their hand and say to them, look, if it's, you know, if you're happy, just give me a squeeze. It's very intimate. So it's things like that, touches like that, that help relax someone. And we do some breathing exercises at the beginning, just very, you know, just deep breathing to slow their breathing down right at the start. Start out with head massage as well, because that's nice. It releases a lot of sort of serotonin. If you're, you know, massaging the head at the beginning of the massage, it does tend to sort of, if someone is anxious and you can see they're anxious, they might be breathing quite quickly to help calm them down. And usually after sort of 10 minutes at the beginning, most people are starting to get quite relaxed. Obviously, everyone comes from a different position. Some people, it's their first massage, right? First time with a guy. And so they're coming from a very different position to someone who's maybe had lots of massages and is very comfortable with being with a male masseur, you know, new naked in their presence. So, you know, you've got people at different levels of comfort. Yeah.
I'm interested in the series of videos that you've created with Artie, the Taoist masseur, because that's showcasing different massage strokes, sensual massage strokes. And, you know, that's kind of designed to learn those strokes or teach those strokes. But do you think that's kind of something that we should all have in our repertoire, the ability to sort of give, you know, a sensual massage? Is that something that we should all be bringing to the table?
It can help. It can definitely help. I'd say, I mean, I do training as well. So I do training for people who want to learn how to give a sensual massage, not professionally, but like to their partner, right? Because sometimes people can rush in sex and it's almost like it's a race to, you know, penetration and orgasm and it all happens too quickly. A massage really helps to slow that down. It's a seduction. So you can learn, you know, use massage as part of the seduction and learn to slow the whole process down. And in fact, actually, you know, I say to clients, it doesn't have to have a goal, as in a, you know, a happy ending, right? Or, you know, anything more. And sometimes more happens, yes. But it doesn't have to have that goal. You just, I think it's good to just enjoy the touch, enjoy the intimacy. And that's, I think, you know, a lot of the clients that come to me, obviously they want a nice massage, yes, and you've got to give a good massage. You can't just, you know, slap a bit of oil on and rub your hands up and down. It's got to be a good massage. You kind of got to know what you're doing. And as a recipient of massage, you can tell whether the actual masseur is enjoying it. But I think people, more than a nice massage, they want intimacy. I think that's, you know, that's what people are coming for, and massage does give you the opportunity to do that and to slow the whole sort of being erotic with someone, slow it all down, and just enjoy the moment.
Structured intimacy in a way, isn't it? Because it gives you a roadmap of this is how we're going to connect, and this is how our energy is going to get on the same sort of level, because we're going to take our time with this and like really be intimate with each other, but in a way that we both sort of understand.
Yes, and I find I think the beauty of massage is you can discover things about yourself that you never knew, right? So I've, with clients on the table, I said, like I said earlier, it's an exploration. I might, for example, suck a finger, right, of a client, like on the table. And you'll see, oh, there's an instant reaction to that. And there, you know, that's the button that's suddenly turned on, their responses. Or often it's, you know, it's something quite random, sucking a toe, or just a slight stroke on the back of their neck or, you know, earlobe. Just give it a little squeeze. And people never really, that kind of has not happened before, but then they discover, oh, that's, you know, that is a button that turns me on that they would not have discovered were it not for, you know, having a massage.
Yeah.
So I think you can do that for your partner. If you're, you know, you've got a regular partner and maybe sex has become a bit mundane and routine. Like you say, the massage, having a structure to it, you know, taking it away from the bed and buying a massage table and you know, say, I'm going to give you a massage tonight and we'll just see where it goes. And use the techniques that you learn. Give your partner a massage. It can open up all sorts of different avenues and vistas for your sex life that you wouldn't have discovered otherwise.
Has your massage work changed the relationship that you have with your body in any way, the way that you experience intimacy?
I think it's made me slow down and understand that, like, yeah, that there isn't that goal, you know, maybe in the past it's been, okay, like, you've got a goal to reach and
the quicker you get there, the better, almost, isn't it?
yeah, and that's not, and sometimes you want that, right? Sometimes that's fine. I think, okay, great, yeah, quickie, 5 minutes, grand, lovely. And actually, some clients do want that. It's interesting. It's like, you know, some clients might book a 2-hour massage, and they want that in the first 10 minutes,
yeah,
right? Because that's fine. Okay, so we do that. That's almost like out of the way. And then they can relax
then
and
the
enjoy the
massage.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Ah,
so
true.
Then they can relax and enjoy the massage. And then over 2 hours, they build again, right? So you build again and have a second coming.
Yeah.
I phrase it like that. But that's fine and that can happen. But yeah, I think for me, it's made me more confident in my, going back to your question, it's made me more confident in my body and my understanding and my reactions. I think when I was younger, I was quite, you know, more body conscious, self-conscious, and like I said earlier, it's almost self-therapy for me. It's that I know that actually where, you know, I wouldn't have thought myself as being someone who could, you know, could do sort of make porn or have, you know, see clients for massage, it's actually doing it, it's made me much more comfortable in my body. So it's in that respect, it's helped. And I understand my body's reactions better now from doing massage.
So, oh, what about your exhibitionist kink then? Has that, do you have to take that to new levels now that you must be like satisfying that on a pretty regular basis? Do you need to find new ways to be an exhibitionist?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, I've done in the past, I did a live show with a friend who I started out doing the porn, you know, the sensual massage movies with. He performed in them as well. We got on very well. And so we're both kind of exhibitionists. We did a live show. And I do some sort of parties, massage parties, where I'm the masseur. And the intention is that you help get things going at the party.
Ah, fun.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I'm bisexual, so I'm massage both men and women, although, you know, the vast majority of my massage clients are guys. Mm-hmm. But the, you know, these parties are mixed. And so you'll be, you know, massaging someone, and there's a room of people in, you know, mostly closed watching. And that's fun. I like that. and it gets things going. So that I think that's where I satisfy it really. But yeah, I'm not looking for sort of more avenues in that respect. I think it's satisfied mostly. Yeah.
I guess my final question is, if someone was a bit curious but maybe a bit nervous about experiencing a sensual massage, what advice or guidance would you give them?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the beauty about coming, you know, booking a sensual massage is it's the possibilities. So you can, if you're anxious, I mean, find a good masseur, first of all, right? Find someone who's a professional. There's lots doing this who are doing it. I mean, maybe it's wrong for me to say, but I think possibly some masseurs are doing it more for, you know, just because it's something they can do, they look good, but they're not really into doing the massage. It's more almost monetizing their sex life in a way.
Yeah. Or it's like an easy descriptor for sex work kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so... yeah. And the lines blur, right? And I blur the lines myself, you know. Someone says, well, I do sex work, so it overlaps. But find someone who approaches it professionally. And usually these people, you know, someone like me, but I'm bound to say that, aren't I? someone who's got a website, who's got some good sort of recommendations, perhaps, who approaches it with like a proper job. Find someone like that, because they'll probably give you a better massage. They'll be more respectful of you. And I think if you book a sensual massage, you can sort of do as much or as little as you like. So if you when you get there, you think, actually I'm not comfortable with this guy, or maybe, you know, maybe I'll just enjoy this time. I'll just have a massage. Just say to them, I don't want anything. Just do a massage, right? So, and it's a naked massage. So, you know, maybe you can touch them. Maybe you can't. Usually you'll be able to. So just enjoy it as a massage and see how you feel. And then maybe, you know, book an hour, because then you're not committing too much. And then if you feel comfortable with the person, then you can go back and explore a little bit more next time. But you're not committing to, you know, a full, like what you see on the videos or something like that, which can be, if you've not had one before, it can be a preconceived idea.
Yeah, it could be a little intimidating to think, oh, it's going to go like that. Not necessarily. Yeah.
No, not necessarily. Because, you know, what you see is on videos is kind of important. It's idealized, it's stylized, it's a lot of it, you know, it's acting really. So it can be. So yeah, if you go there, you can just enjoy it for what it is. Have a nice massage, enjoy the nakedness, and then proceed at your pace. And you get a good masseur, they'll respect that. So that's what I'd say. Yeah.
Well, that's good advice. And that brings us to the end of this episode. You can find me on Twitter at GTV London. Today's guest has been Jamie from Massage for Him. You can find him on Twitter at Massage for Him. Stay naked, stay sexy, and we'll see you next time. Bye.